We have to start with it. We have to start the adrenaline for me personally still flowing from one weekend only. That performance was absolutely unbelievable, my friend.
That was a sloppy, sloppy night. Any contest winners that saw me there, no, you didn't. That's all I have to say about
oh,
that.
Oh, my God. No, dude, I think it's the complete opposite. I think everybody remembers that night more fondly than any night they've ever experienced before.
Wow. I don't know about that. I'll take it.
No, this...
You know, I got to say, I knew, like, going in, I had seen previous flyers, and I knew that there had been some pretty killer bands that had done One Week and Only. I was like, I don't know, boys. I think we got to bring it. I think we just got to shut this thing down. I think we got to be the best performance maybe ever. I wasn't there, so yep. Somebody else can say so. But
yeah, I would say based on what I heard from, because I had never been to One Week and Only before, but I've heard from like people who have done the One Week and Only thing before that like this was up there. This was very close to the tippy top, if not.
We got to bring it. We got to bring it. And listen, that's just a sneak peek of what's coming, baby, because
yes.
We're coming back.
Yes.
We're coming back.
Yes, you are.
For the headline tour of my second album. Are you kidding me?
This is the one thing, too. I'll say one last thing about One Weekend Only, and this is really what solidified it for me that it was one of the greatest I've ever seen, was my wife, who is the biggest country fan ever out there, okay? If she could only listen to country, that's all she would listen to. Even she said it was one of the best performances she has ever seen before.
Wow. Wow. Well, no offense to country artists, but they ain't bringing it like alternative artists on stage. The songwriting, I'll give it. There's a couple country songs that'll hit me, but
yep.
I've never gotten into a mosh pit at a country show. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, so yes, you are you're doing a headlining tour. You've got your second album. It's all recorded. It's ready to go. We've already received the first couple of tastes of this forthcoming album. We've got Drones. We've got Eulogy. Of this new album, I've heard you say, or I've seen that you've said this before, that this was the album that you were afraid to record.
Yeah, man, totally.
Why is that?
Well, I think that, for me, if you've been a fan of Grandson for a while, I've always been able to tackle some heavy themes in my music, but maybe sometimes from a little bit of a distance, where I'm a storyteller. I'm letting you guys into my view of the world around me. And this is the album where, if you listen closely to the lyrics, this is those similar themes and topics of old Grandson music, but it's me and my girlfriend, it's me and my mother, it's me and my sisters, it's me and my fans even. So it's a very, very personal source material that I'm drawing from. And I really leaned on my love of hip hop for this one more than ever. I've always loved the incredible stories that great hip hop albums take you on a journey of. And I think that I wanted to give fans of Grandson who have been with me on this journey for years now a piece of myself I hadn't given before, but with the anthemic musical backdrop of rock and roll. So on that sense, it was definitely uncomfortable. And it was the first album I ever had to go to people in my life, go to my girlfriend, go to my family and say, look, I'm about to tell this really personal story publicly. And I hope that that's okay. But this is what happens when you date a songwriter. This is what happens when your son or brother is a songwriter, that it's inevitably, I'm going to draw from these personal stories. And I got everybody's blessing to do that. And so now I'm airing it out, and I'm hoping that somebody that hears it finds the courage to do that in their own life.
Well, like, was there any point where somebody said to you, like, hey, I think you're going a little far with this? Or was everybody, like, on board with everything that you had to say?
I think that everyone in my life understands how important songwriting is for me to process my emotions. And I think being an adult man, a lot of my friends are struggling to find those kinds of outlets to talk about their feelings. It's not exactly shown to us on screen or on stage that often that it's okay to do that. But people in my life, they know that if I have something to say, it's better I say it than bottle it up inside. I think there are a couple songs that speak about mental health and when I was at my lowest that were uncomfortable, where, you know, my mom had to, you know, she had to pause Eulogy and like go for a walk. She just doesn't want to hear her son down bad like that. But I'm doing way better now, and songwriting is how I get a lot of that out. And I'm really, really hoping to go on the road this year and connect with people that have found a little bit of release on their end from these songs in the way that I have.
Yeah, like a song like Eulogy, like that is as heavy material, I think, as I've ever heard you cover before. So like, is there any sort of difficulty then in, you know, reliving these stories and telling these stories on stage, you know, night after night and going through the recording process of bringing these songs with this heavy story to life?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have a better sense when I get out there. I think it's a mixture. I think some of my most personal songs, I have a song called Despicable from a couple of years ago that was about a breakup. And I think sometimes when you get to revisit those stories, it's interesting how your relationship to those stories changes over time and how they can feel like they're not relevant in your life. And then all of a sudden something happens and that song that you wrote back then feels really, really relevant again. So I don't really know how some of these songs that are super, super mental health oriented are going to feel from a night-to-night basis, but I do know that it's really important to create that space live, mm-hmm. to share it, because I don't make music to sit alone on my computer and have conversations. I don't make music for an app or for my phone. Like, I make music to connect with people in real life. And I think that that's why I feel so liberated getting on stage every night and sharing these stories with fans about how these songs have connected with them. Or just, you know, at this point, I'm going to be back in Calgary. And, you know, how many times have I been there now? 3, 4, or 5 times as an opener, as a headliner. And it's the same people that are coming to the show. And it's nice to hear how people are doing. You know, fans that were dating are now engaged. Fans that were married now have a kid. Some fans broke up. This guy, you know, I really like connecting with people. And I love using music to do that. And that means that I'm going to have to be vulnerable on my end if I expect anybody to show up with that vulnerability on theirs.
Okay, so that being said, you haven't been able to hit the stage with these songs just yet. How have they been received online? Like, obviously, you know, they're out there on the internet now. So how's the messaging back towards you on these songs been so far?
It's been heavy. I think people went through a really similar experience that I did over the past couple of years, coming out of the pandemic and being so overstimulated and oversaturated. Like, we went from a time that was really confusing and dark, but that was also really simple, into this new normal where there's very little time to kind of process any of that, more time spent at home. And then all of a sudden, for me personally, I found myself on the road for 6, 7 months at a time. And I think that it's been really cool to put a more personal version of myself out there and receive back such personal messages. And this is the first time that through my music, you can hear me saying, yeah, I'm struggling. And it's been a very weird, but exciting feeling to have strangers on the internet reach out and let me know that they're there for the whole ride, the whole journey. And that's been exactly all I could have hoped for when I made an album this personal.
And I'm seeing too, these pages coming together like grandkids pages. I think I even saw a post from one of them saying like, hey, if anybody's coming to a grandson show and they're going to be flying solo, you know, hit me up, let me know. You know, let's get together. Let's, you know, we are a community. We are all grandkids together.
Yeah. I mean, what, like, how many country artists, you know, got fans like that, man? I don't mean to bring it back, but this country stuff, it ain't messing with the rock and roll community. The alternative rock fan base, it's just, it's really personal. And I think that I feel so, so blessed to, I get to just be the canvas that, that other people are painting, you know, like my music can be the soundtrack for somebody else's experience is cool enough. And I get to know personally some of the people across the world that run these accounts that are just fan accounts. So if you do want to come to a Grandson show and you're going to be going alone, or if you have art that you've made that you want to share, or you're traveling to a new city and you want to just meet up, Grandson aside, like, because I've been really clear with what my values are and what's important to me through my music, my biggest fans know that they can connect with one another on those topics. And that is hard to find. And I really do feel grateful to be a part of a community that I want to be a part of, let alone that it enables me to travel around the world and write songs and then sing them for you.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful that you have created a community that is so welcoming and so kind and, you know, just as incredible as they can possibly be, just because they love what you're all about.
Yeah, and it's just not country music in any way, shape, or form, and that's really special, you know?
Now, that being said, in our last chat, you did mention that you and your girlfriend under...
Whoa, let's leave what we listen to in our home out of this, all right? There's got to be some station we can start a beef with or something out there, right?
Let's talk about this. I saw that you posted on your social media pages.
Egg the country, Calgary country music. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of country fans over there, be outnumbered.
Yeah,
but
it's
I'm not scared.
Guilty
let's
pleasure,
take
even. There's a lot floating around here.
Let's ding dong ditch a cowboy. Okay.
No, all good. But I did see that you posted on your social media pages. You were very excited that you got to collaborate with. You called her your best friend. You're happy to collaborate with Kay Flay.
That's right. My sister from a different mister, Christine Flaherty, formerly and professionally known as Kay Flay.
So how did that relationship come to be? And, you know, what is it that you guys have been working on together?
Well, me and Christine first met playing festivals together. It's a pretty small community. You know, you're going to bump into the same people if you do this long enough. And so started seeing Kay Flay at the same festivals. We also both contributed to Mike Shinoda's solo album Post Traumatic, which he put out in 2018 shortly after Chester Bennington's untimely passing. And so all of the artists that were featured on that album, there's definitely a like a community just that Mike put us on and gave us that platform to connect with Linkin Park fans around the world. So we first kind of met through that, and then it wasn't until a year or two later where we reconnected, and I sent her a couple songs I had been working on, and she was generous enough to hop on this acoustic song I put together called Peaches. And ever since then, she's just been a great friend and resource. She's an incredible songwriter, and she's written great songs, not just for herself, but for other artists. So towards the end of this album, I actually brought Kay Flay into the studio and just played her the record. She played me her record, which is incredible. We just gave each other notes, and she even helped me finish writing a song called When the Bomb Goes on my new record, which is going to be a super, super fun song live. Unfortunately, and if you ever get the chance to talk to her, she can tell an amazing, amazing story of resilience where she experienced single-sided deafness in her ear. Mm-hmm. So just knowing a musician that went deaf in one ear, it's an incredible, incredible story that she's getting back out on the road and that she's ready to go return to regular scheduled programming. And her new album definitely reflects some of those themes. And so she took some time off of the road. And when I told her that I was going on tour to promote my second album, I convinced her to come out with me, and she's coming on the road with me across America.
Yeah.
And I convinced her to consider coming on the Canada tour.
Yeah.
We have monorails coming, which I'm really, really excited about. I wish I could have got Kayflay to join us all and make some sort of super group or something, but it'll have to be next time or for her own headline tour soon. But yeah, that was the gist of it. And the more time we spent, we just grew to really, really like and admire one another's work. And I'm hoping that it'll be like a James Taylor, Carole King thing where we'll both be, you know, old geezers that are like back on stage playing each other's hits. Like,
amazing.
That's that kind of relationship. I'm really amazing. Hoping that we can be friends and peers, fellow artists for decades to come. If we can both make it that far,
I look forward to everything that you guys are set to do in the future. I look forward to hearing what you guys have already done on this new album. Very excited for Grandson to come back to Calgary and tear it up like you always do, man. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you making the time, and yeah, I can't wait to come back and if you're going through any of the stuff that this album covers, just keep on going. And if nowhere else, you'll find a whole bunch of people that understand at the Grandson concert. So be well. Thanks again for having me, and enjoy your day.